We're doing Tayal Mitzvot, and we had been discussing the different aspects of Lashon Hara, and now we went beyond that. Our sages told us that there are three sins that men will get paid for in this world, and he has no portion in the world to come. Avdal Kochavim Kilo Ariyot Shlichut Tamim, and Lashon Hara corresponds to all of them. And our sages taught us that one who says Lashon Hara, it's as though he doesn't accept that God is running the world. And then he started discussing that there's Avak Lashon Hara, and if a person is a Baal Lashon Hara, then we should stay away from him. And now he says, "V'yesh toim shem avak lashon hara." There are things that are like the dust of lashon hara, so to speak, the smaller aspects of lashon hara, but they're also problematic. For example, if you say about a person, "Whoa, he should only be the way he is now," what are we indicating? He once wasn't that way. He really isn't going to be that way. Or if we start talking about someone and someone says, "Don't talk to me about him. I don't want to say what happened with him. I don't want to tell you what happened between me and him." You didn't say something bad, but you already indicated that there's something bad to be said. So that's called avak lashon hara. So things like this are also prohibited. Let's say a person knows that two people can't stand one another, and he starts telling one of them, "You know, the other guy, he's so great." What's he doing? He's getting him to say something bad. If King Solomon taught us, "Mevarech le'ol b'kol gadol b'boker hashkem kelalat v'chashev lo." If you come, you start praising a person early in the morning, you're really causing him to be cursed. Because if you start telling people, "So and so, he's so great, he's this, he's that," their natural reaction is going to be to find some fault. Or even you yourself, when you start praising a person and you go too far, so a person feels like he has to add something. So he says, "But..." And he always adds something negative. So from saying good, it'll end up that bad is said. And so too, if a person says Lashon Hara in a way that's joking or in a lightheaded fashion, as though he's not speaking out of hatred. Shlomo Amel said about him, "Kemitlaleh yore zikim chitzim v'mavet." Like a joker, he's joking, but really he's shooting sparks, he's shooting arrows, he's shooting death. And he says, "I'm only joking." You're not joking. Even when a person says something in a joking manner, but he's saying something derogatory about someone, he's also being harmful. And so to one who says Lashon Hara in a way that's cunning, so he says as though he's innocently saying it, as though he doesn't realize it's bad. And when people say, so he says, "Oh, I didn't know this was Lashon Hara." He says something and then he says, "Oh, I didn't know you guys knew I was talking about him. I didn't know you'd automatically think I meant him." So all of these things are part of what a person is supposed to think in his preparation for tefillah. He's supposed to think of the biblical commandments of being a good person to his fellow man. Part of being a good person to his fellow man is being careful not to do the prohibitions again that the Torah prohibits us from doing to our fellow man. One of the major ones is Lashon Hara. And that's why he expanded so much to explain the different aspects of Lashon Hara. A person also, one of the things he should accept upon himself as he's entering prayer and he's accepting to be a part of the congregation, is that he won't take revenge, as the Torah says, "Lo tikom," we're not allowed to take revenge. "Lo linto," another biblical prohibition, we're not allowed to bear a grudge. Part of that is not to get angry. Our sages taught us that whoever gets angry, it's as though he served idols. God says, "Do not have a foreign force within you." What's a foreign force that's within a person? That's the yetzerah of anger. Anger, when it takes control of a person, so that's el zal. Hashem says, "Lo yevicha el zal." You should not have in your midst a foreign force. Meaning, the simple understanding is a foreign god. You're not allowed to have idol worship within Judaism. But our sages said this is reference to the yetzerah of anger, because that's a foreign force that controls a person if he lets him. Another thing that we're supposed to accept upon ourselves, between ourselves and our fellow men, is not to curse, as the Torah prohibits us to curse. Not to hit, the Torah prohibits even the courts from giving a person one extra lash. Not to cause a person to stumble, as the Torah says, "Don't place a stumbling block before the blind." Not to leave something that can cause others to get wounded, as the Torah commands us, one's not allowed to leave in his home something that's a danger. Not to stand idly by while someone's blood is being spilled. And not to kidnap, as the Torah tells us, "You shall not steal," which is a reference to not kidnapping. So what we saw today were more mitzvot, ben adam lechaverot, more mitzvot that between man and his fellow man. As we enter prayer, we're supposed to stop and think about the mitzvot between us and our fellow man in preparation. We're accepting to become a part of the congregation, so we think of the mitzvot that obligate us to be kind to our fellow man. And we saw the extension of that, lashon hara, not taking revenge, not holding a grudge, not to have anger, not to curse a fellow man, not to hit a fellow man, not to cause someone to stumble, not to cause leave something in one's home that can cause someone to get wounded, and not to stand idly by while someone's blood is being spilled. We saw 8 mitzvot this morning.